This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Morning, everyone.
You're happy camper today.
Who's happy?
I'm not happy.
TBIM, huh?
TBIM?
Too bad it's Monday.
Oh. That's the old grind.
I just hate Mondays.
Oh. Well, that's something we can all agree on, right?
Mondays, I hate them.
I think we can all agree on that, right?
I woke up this morning and I said to myself, yeah. Monday, you've got to be kidding.
Let's start the show.
Yeah, I think everybody did that this morning. It's like, boom, the weekend is over. And no real snow. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I called it.
You did call it. It was barely a dusting. Barely a dusting. Mm-hmm. I mean, the rooftops looked like they were powdered sugared in my neighborhood.
Which is great. I think that's nice. I like the thought of powdered sugar things.
Yeah, but yeah, no real snow. Although I did look ahead, Chase, and there is another chance of some wintry precip coming up in a few days. What about that? I need you to dig into that.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have some big 8-inch snow, but there's a chance of that coming. Good morning to you. It is time to wake up. Pretty nice day today. The sun's back. 50s today. Going to be nice. New music time. Start today with Scotty McCreery. You time.
The road's got me rolling 6 days a week. Hold on.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. There's Carly Pierce and Lee Bryant. 6:09 the time. Good morning to you. Bale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. This weekend, a little bit of TV watching, and I started this thing on Netflix called Surviving Death.
Okay.
All right.
Pretty interesting. I think there are eight episodes, sort of one of these abbreviated series. I guess there's going to be another season because it is labeled as season one. And it's about the afterlife and the studies that are going on about the afterlife, and then all these little case studies that they're using and discoveries that they're making. And it goes from, you know, these after-death experiences or near-death experiences where you're on the operating table and you're out for 30, 40 seconds and you come back, and people telling their stories. But the freakiest episode of all was the reincarnation episode.
Okay.
And you have to watch it to get it. But there are two children, two different stories. One, a small boy, and another one who's already, I don't know, he looks to be nearly 20. Talking about how they were someone else and are able to cough up details that there's no way they would know, especially if you're like a small child. And they go and they verify these things. And these people can call names, places, wives, dates. I mean, it's crazy what they know. And if you're into that sort of thing or that kind of thing interests you, I recommend watching that show.
Dale took a travel down the rabbit hole this weekend,
I did.
Yeah.
It was recommended to me by a friend of mine. Said, hey, I've been watching this thing. You might want to check it out. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. And I finished it. Like I say, I think there's only 6 or 8 episodes. But if that kind of thing interests you, I recommend that. Watch that, because it's just interesting. It's just, I don't know what to make of it, but it's fascinating. The stories are amazing.
is the unexplained, and that's like all the paranormal shows. Is, you know, nobody knows what's really happening, so you're intrigued,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, again, it's called Surviving Death, and it's in the top 10. In fact, I noticed it had been number one over a course of days. It's still in the top 10 on Netflix, so you might want to check that out.
Buckle up. 93.1 The Wolf's making 2021 the best year.
Love you more.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, Odds and Ends time. And goodness gracious, let me tell you something. If you were a Pittsburgh Steelers fan,
oh,
it was not a good night for you last night.
It was insane. I watched the first half and could not believe that the Browns were just kicking their butts, man.
The first quarter or something, they put like 28 points on the board. It ended up not being a blowout, but man, what a horrible way to start that whole thing.
It was wild.
The end of that game, Cleveland 48, Pittsburgh 37.
Whew.
Buffalo, L.A., Tampa Bay, Baltimore, New Orleans, and Cleveland, the winners in the playoff over the playoffs.
You know, we were talking about the end of time, and, well, if that's not a sign.
Way to go acting like you know something.
Let me look here and see what else we got going on. I have too much stuff to talk about this morning, actually, but I'm going to get to as much of it as I can. Some of the empty Sears stores, and there are a lot of them around now, are being used as the coronavirus vaccination sites. Good use. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
You got a big empty space there? Sure. Why not?
You know, Dale, we were talking, I don't know if it's on air or off air, about the hospital's being filled up, and you thought of a good idea with the old Macy's store.
Yeah, you know, you could turn these into like MASH-type hospitals, you know, the sort of, you know, temporary locations, because most of these emergency rooms are up to, you know, 90-some percent capacity.
Yeah.
And now people that have borderline issues, like they could, you know, high risk of heart attack or whatever, you know, you have a heart attack and the hospital's all jammed up. You know, people think of all kinds of things like this, but I'll tell you, that might not be a bad idea.
Mm-mm.
But I like the idea of using those little Sears stores.
Yeah.
Oreo launching a new flavor called Strawberry Frosted Donut.
Yes, please.
It comes with a glittery pink cream. Watch out for that one. Mm. Kellogg's has got a Crayola crayon-inspired cereal called Crayola Jazzberry.
Crayons, a cereal, come on now.
The puffed fruit flavored cereal is available for a limited time. Does not sound good to me.
That sounds at all. Okay. I used to eat crayons growing up, and I personally did not like the flavor of them. Yellow was my favorite.
I hate to say it's probably going to be a flop.
Yeah, you're right. It will be.
Tales of Lottery Glory. Now, somebody did win the Mega Millions. But nobody's won the Powerball.
There's still hope.
Yes, somebody won the Mega Millions on Friday, though. This lady won the lottery twice in the last 5 months. She lives in Weston, Nebraska, has won the lottery twice in the last 5 months. Here's what happened. She recently won a $138,000 jackpot after winning another $94,000 jackpot.
Oh.
She bought her winning tickets at the same store.
Of course she did.
And this guy from Mooresville, North Carolina.
That's right down the road, y'all.
He credits Monster Energy Drinks with his big lottery win. Matthew says, hey, it's Monster Energy. I drink these things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He won a $100,000 lottery jackpot a couple of days ago. He stopped to buy the energy drink as usual and a salad.
Uh-huh. You got to equal it out because that way it'll cancel the energy.
Right. I have a salad. He also bought a scratch-off on a whim. Said, I scratched off the first one and nothing. When I scratched off the second one, I had kind of take a step back. I triple-checked it, and it was a $100,000 winner.
See, Dale, I told you the other day, it seems like more and more people are winning on scratch-offs. I'm hearing more and more stories, especially out of North Carolina, about this.
$100,000 on a scratch-off. Whoo, it's those new scratch-offs that came out last week.
I'll bet you it's one of those $30 ones, though. Gotta be.
It might be. I won $10 on a $5 scratch-off. I call that a win.
It was a win.
Yeah, right.
It was a win.
You're right.
Here's something that you'll like, Chase. The Robb Report says several former NASA chiefs are planning to build a space hotel.
Okay, all right.
The $2 billion hotel is called Axe Station. That's a cool name.
That is.
And could start accepting guests as soon as 2028. The hotel will be attached to the International Space Station until it is completed. Rooms are going to have padded walls, futuristic lights, and panoramic views of Earth.
Yep.
You know,
yep,
Chase, yep. You don't have to go to space to get a padded room. We can help you out with that, pal.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. that's a go for me. That's a go for launch for me.
Yeah, I would do that in a second for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, think about it.
It's going to be like the Titanic, but on the moon, man. I can't do it.
Well, there's no... I don't think the space station can sink in water.
Just think about disaster. That's all I'm saying.
I will take out a credit card, a new line of credit somewhere that can afford it. I won't tell the wife.
kind of hard to cover up a trip to space. It's not like running down the road, you know.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Lottery combined Mega Millions and Powerballs almost $1 billion.
That's reasonable. I can do that.
Now, on the Mega Millions side, there were four of those match five winners because they have the smaller amounts you can win, you know.
Yeah.
In the Friday drawing, five people won $1 million.
And you may be one of them.
You better check.
I mean, check your ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
84 people won $10,000, and almost 2,000 people won $500 in the Mega Millions.
So the big numbers are still on the board, is what you're saying.
$600 million in the Mega Millions drawing. The next Mega Millions drawing coming up tomorrow.
So you kind of have to get a ticket.
Yeah. Now, Powerball, current jackpot, $550 million.
That would buy a lot of Starbucks coffees.
Three of them, actually.
There were none of those smaller winners, really, in the Powerball. So check your tickets on the Mega Millions. Might have won something.
Powerball cash value is about $441 million, so, you know, a reasonable amount. I think I could do that.
Yeah, I need that.
So get ready to play, because if you don't play, you don't win, right? I'm going to discuss some more tomorrow about what you would do with that. See, I already know. I've already made up my mind of you. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
You were raised on it.
There's Naomi and Jennifer and Natalie. It's Runaway June and We Were Rich. All impossibly cute.
Exactly.
Did you just include yourself in that?
Why not?
Dale,
nobody else will. I may as well do it.
Dale's so cute.
Exactly. My younger son almost lost his mind when he found out we were giving away a trip to see Morgan Wallen. He loves Morgan Wallen. I said, sorry, buddy, I can't help you. This is a totally private show that we're giving away.
Mm-hmm.
Really? There's no way I can sneak in there? No, I'm sorry, man. You can't do it. It's for you and seven of your friends to see Morgan Wallen. You'll go to Nashville, see him. You get to meet him, talk to him, all that stuff. It'll be awesome. And your first chance to qualify for that totally private trip to see Morgan Wallen coming at 9:30 this morning. Be here.
93.1 The Wolf with more new country for Kernersville High Point.
Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
Throwing out them good vibes on a Monday. It's Monday, January 11th. We need some good vibes to get by. Any of you start today?
I am sure we have a couple of people listening that have the little kids in their lives, whether they're grandbabies or nieces or, you know, nephews and daughters and sons. Anyways, that snow coming down on Friday, man, it just was enough to give us a light blanket and those huge flakes coming down. And I got to say, my baby watching it all happen was so exciting for me. And he went out on the back porch and he was loving it. Snow, snow, snow. Like, just could not get enough. So it was really cool. Even though it wasn't enough for us to quite play in. I have a feeling other people felt that too. It's really cool to watch things happen through the little kid's eyes, you know, it's for like the first time for everything all the time. It's so cool.
Well, I was looking ahead at the forecast. There's a possibility of something next Wednesday.
I just want, man, okay, I just need that one good snow. This one was nice, but I need something more.
I don't think we're going to have one this year.
It's been over 750 days, I believe, since, we've had a 2+ inches of snow in the triad. Just throwing that out there.
We got that little nothing the other day, but Texas, oh my gosh, they're shut down. This is ridiculous.
Can you imagine what a little bit of snow would do to Texas? Just shut it down.
Yeah, exactly what they did.
I mentioned this the other day, about a week ago, I guess, this another, the 2021 tip trend. Mm-hmm. Well, there's another one happened. Somebody walks into a smoothie place in Miami called Miami Squeeze, bought $72 worth of drinks, and left the staff a tip for $2,021.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Said, here you go, folks. Split it amongst yourselves and enjoy.
That's nice. So cool.
Now that would send a good vibe jolting through me.
Here's your good vibes for a Monday.
All right.
Getting out of bed is almost always the wrong decision.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Well, we're going to be somewhere between 47 and 50 today, depending on where you are. Some sunshine coming through. Chris Jansen now and Fix a Drink.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
People go on weird diets, though, you know? I like the diet where you can eat as much as you want. That's my favorite. It's always like real specific things, like from 9 to 12, you could eat asparagus as much as you want. You could just eat as much as you want. Then from 12 to 7, you drink water as much as you want. You could just drink as much as you want. Then from 7 to whenever you go to bed, you cry. You just cry as much as you want because you're starving. You're really hungry. And you're going to want to cry. So I'm single. Thank you. I often think about my future wife and how lax she's been about getting in touch with me. I don't know, being single is kind of a struggle between loneliness and euphoria. It's like loneliness right before you go to bed at night and euphoria the whole rest of the day. I'm just real happy.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. That was Dustin Lynch. Daniel O'Brien, Annie and Chase at 7:25. Weird company policies. Strange policies that you're like, wait, hit me with that again? I
didn't sign up for that.
I can't. What? I have a friend of mine, and when you hear this rule, it will make sense to you, I think. But it's something you don't think about until you're involved in it. He works for a TV station that draws the lottery numbers. Mm-hmm. And when you get a job there, you have to sign a document stating you will not play the lottery.
Oh, really? Come on.
You are not allowed to play the lottery if you work at that station or for that company, for that matter.
Can your family? That's what I'd be like. My wife got the ticket, not me.
So you can understand how, because it just the look of impropriety if someone...
Would win,
the situation would win. Oh, I know what happened.
You know the numbers for that. You cheated. You know, that's exactly
That's how it is here with us on our contest, you know? Like, I can't win. None of my family can win. My husband would be like, so can I win that one?
Nope.
I'm like, no, you can't win any of them.
Yeah, that's another thing when you work in this business, and we can't participate in or win contests, and neither can people who are clients of the radio station or anything else. Anybody involved with the radio station or whatever broadcast operation you're talking about cannot participate in any of that stuff.
I was reading online some of the strangest things. First of all, thank you to everybody who called and texted in at 680-WOLF. Somebody said, no short breaks without a write-up to the team lead. So basically, can't go to the bathroom without writing them. That sounds, I don't know, that sounds more like micromanaging.
Well, I'm telling you that those of us who work in a very loose office environment are so far removed from the hardcore stand over your shoulder, crack the whip kind of situation that a lot of people are in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, listen.
For me, you know, I used to work at a couple places in the mall, and one of them was P.S. Aeropostale, which is like Aeropostale, but for younger kids. And I remember them telling us, which it's not crazy to ask, I get it, but I remember them telling us, hey, dress like the stuff we have in here. If you're not going to shop here, try to dress like what we have in here. And I was like, can you just give me a work shirt so I have to sit here and think about this? I'm not trying to spend my paycheck back in this dinky store. You know, it was like, why do I have to, like, what do you mean dress like wear a polo shirt?
Yeah, I think if they're going to require you to do that, they should provide you with your clothes as a uniform.
Yep.
Right.
Yep, yep, yep.
Exactly.
Or have a budget that set aside that you can go and get clothes.
I'm just give me a dang work shirt. It's just easier. I'll throw it on in the morning and be done with it. No, go ahead.
I will tell you, if you're in a situation like that where you are required to wear a certain thing that isn't provided for you, if you itemize your taxes, you can deduct the cost of that from your taxes.
That sounds like something Chase would be telling me, not you, Dale.
Really? Oh, no, I don't know. You know,
he's skeevy. He gets all the money he can.
But at the end of the year, if you put in, like, you paid a lot of taxes, you put in a couple more zeros, you get more money back.
Yeah, right.
I gotta say,
is that how it works?
Besides the whole, you know, shirt thing at P.S. Aeropostale, when I was in beauty school, we had rules and regulations, a ton of them. But the biggest one is I was always running late. Always. And I get it. They want you to be professional because you're going into the professional world. You're not going to be late when you're a hairstylist. And so I clocked in 5 minutes late one day, and they had a rule where after you did that, you had to be clocked out till lunch. You couldn't even clock in till lunch. Oh. I was like, what? Oh. 2 minutes? And I can't get my hours until lunch?
All right. How about you, 680-WOLF, some weird policy that you have at your business, a weird policy you've had to be under before, or do you know about a friend of yours or a family member who's under one of those kinds of policies? 680-WOLF, you can text or call. I have a couple people call in. I got some good ones coming up. Revisiting that after Loop.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with me.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy and Chase. Weird company policies. You go, what? Run that by me again. Or when you're filling out all your paperwork, when you go to work, you know, anymore, it says, how much paperwork is there? Yeah. You're filling all your paperwork and get to this one, you go, I better read this again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I got that.
It's like any contract in radio. Wait, what?
So, 680-WOLF, weird company policies. Yes.
We have a Bluetooth speaker set up right inside our door, and it comes out into the parking lot. You can pick it up from about 25 feet, and everybody that works in our warehouse watches WWE wrestling. So every week, everyone's theme changes. So before we walk in the door, we get on our phones. It connects to the Bluetooth speaker. So we are encouraged to walk through the door and imitate our favorite wrestler.
Nice.
And you can change that twice a week. And the people who do not participate have to do 20 jumping jacks.
Now, I'm not sure that's official or not, but that sounds like fun.
That's so cool.
I need some walk-up music.
Yeah, it creates that camaraderie, though. It makes it a fun workplace.
Text or call 680-WOLF.
We had somebody text in at 680 Wolf. And Annie, I think you've worked in the did you say you worked in the restaurant business?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, somebody texted in and said, work in a restaurant, we are not allowed to take any food or beverage out of the building, even if we pay full price. Now,
what? You pay for it, it's yours. I'm walking out the door with it. Kiss my butt.
Huh. All right. That answered my question.
I was going to say, no, yeah, I worked for a catering company, too, and she, like, encouraged us. We had leftover cake or food from an event. She was like, take it. Take all of it. Here's the to-go boxes for it. Like,
you still good friends with her?
Yeah, kind of. Right. You mean we hook you up?
Yeah. He's found the show every day.
A light went off. He just realized, hey, I may have a line to some free food. I got to get on this right now.
We got a couple comments on Facebook. A girl named Sarah said 9 minutes was the same as half a day point wise. So when I was late, I would stop at Denny's for breakfast.
Okay, all right.
and then Paige said we had to use company approved quote drinking vessels. That's what they actually called them. So I guess they had, you know, cups or something that the company gave them that they had to drink out of those when they were working.
All right. How about you? Going into a new job, filling out paperwork, strange policies, go.
I was working at a gas station. Well, I had interviewed and gotten the job at a gas station. And day one of training, they went through all the little tasks and rules. And one of the rules was, you know, the coffee has to be checked at least once an hour. And then he gets to the last rule. And he says, employees are not allowed to have relations in the freezer. And I asked him, I said, what? Why is that even a rule? And he came back with, we're not legally at liberty to tell you.
Wow. Somewhere along the line, something real interesting happened.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, don't be doing it in the freezer. Thanks. And check that coffee.
Been up since the crack of dawn. Just trying to get body, gonna love you like I do.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dylan Scott and Nobody, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, 7:53. It is time to celebrate as usual.
Cause it's birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today. You share your birthday with Mary J. Blige, who is 50. Kyle Richards is 52. She's from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Amanda P. is 49. She's from a couple movies, but Something's Gotta Give is one of the major ones I can remember. Sharif O'Neal is 21. That's Shaquille's son. Naomi Judd is 75. And Rockman Dunbar from Prison Break, he played C-Note. He's 48 today. Some local birthdays for you. Catherine Simpson. Oh, I'm sorry, Catherine. It's Catherine Sampson of Madison. Amber McBride of Blues Creek. Sebastian Dunbar of Archdale. Christine Hicks of Graham. And my buddy Seth Hart of Kernersville. Happy birthday, you guys. Get your birthdays in now by going to our website, 931wolfcountry.com. Make sure you get them entered in. And just in case, we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Jordan Davis. Take it from me. It's 8:04 off to the land of law and order. Nimrod News Time. And, you know, the good thing about the era we're in right now is how everybody's just staying level-headed.
Yeah.
Right.
Get this. This just turned into an epic saga over nothing. This 34-year-old guy named Estefan Gonzalez from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Well, he went through the McDonald's drive-thru this past Thursday, and they messed up his order by leaving out a burger. So he did the only thing he could. He pulled a gun on the woman working at the drive-thru.
As you do.
Now, here's where things took a more drastic turn. The woman in the drive-thru thought that not only did he have a gun, but he had a hostage. She called the police, and when you report a hostage, that activates SWAT.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So not only are units rolling, the SWAT team has been called out.
And apparently, SWAT called in air support.
Uh-oh.
So a police helicopter started chasing him. Until the cops could catch up in their cars. So here they come. They got him, pulled him over. He was arrested. No hostage. In fact, the lady who is with him is the one who was complaining about the burger.
Ooh. I'm enjoying this music, Dale. Thank you.
So anyway, they drag him out of the car. Handcuff him. And they get her into custody. I said, man, what were you thinking? He goes, man, I was only trying to get a burger.
Hey, when the wife wants it, you got to do it.
He's been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Mm.
So all that because, hey, where's my burger?
That's right.
It's not just that the burger was wrong. There was no burger.
No burger at all.
He got a burger. She didn't get a burger.
Mm.
Oh, Lord.
Never been one to act. Laugh and live with a half full cup.
You know, Kenny, it's easy to be happy when you're living down in the islands and taking about 6 months off. So
yeah, you know, it never gets cold.
Right. It's kind of easy to be all jolly and happy in that kind of a situation. I mean, not that I'm knocking it or anything. If you were to invite me down there, I would certainly accept the offer.
I would leave right now.
Yeah, here I'm gone. But don't leave yet, because coming up in just over an hour, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity, not you guys, but I'm going to give everyone listening the opportunity to win a totally private concert with them and seven of their friends to see Morgan Wallen in Nashville.
Wow.
This is an amazing prize. We have never done this before. And, you know, the times we are in have sort of created a unique situation for you. These guys want to perform. And we got up with some of these artists, and they said, yeah, sure, why not? So we're sending different groups. Last week it was Old Dominion. This week it's Morgan Wallen. We'll be qualifying every day.
I think this week's going to be the biggest week, because Morgan Wallen is so just, what's the word, hot right now, you know? And the new album just came out Friday. Awesome!
Well,
I had, like, everybody on my timeline sharing his music. I think it's a big hit, so.
Well, he can't love you more than his hometown, though. Right.
I'm okay with that. Problem. As long as he loves me.
So anyway, coming up this morning at 9:30, you and seven of your friends could be going. You'll get to meet him, talk to him. You'll sit there. He'll perform, you know, these songs from this fantastic new album. Of course, he'll be doing, More Than My Hometown, the hits. He'll be doing all that stuff.
Oh,
what an experience for you. I hope you win.
Someone take me with you, please.
It's not how that works,
Annie.
Nope,
shut up.
That's coming up this morning at 9:30. It only happens here on The Wolf.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and costs for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
These days, you've got...
I don't know. Well, she don't know.
And now, it's time for...
Hi! Things you need to know.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say that. Happy Monday, Dale. Happy Monday, Annie.
Thank you.
Is that how she really feels? All right.
I hate you.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Five things you need to know for today. Let's get started with food. Oreo is known for making crazy flavors and coming out with some surprising add-ons. But there is a standalone flavor that they're coming out with that I think might actually do well. Okay. Based off the Homer Simpson flavored, the strawberry frosted Oreo.
I'm in. Sounds delish.
It does. Strawberry frost. It's probably like the dipped ones they have out now. I forget what they're called. They're called something special, but it's like dipped Oreo. But that will be hitting a store shelf near you. Annie, you have a young kid, and I don't know if he's ever watched this show, but I remember seeing this show, and it's officially been canceled on PBS since, I believe, it came out in 1997.
What is
the
it?
Long-running Caillou.
Oh, not Caillou. I love his little bald-headed self.
He is going off the air, and a lot of people online are super happy. I don't know how you can be happy. I always enjoyed that.
It was kind of annoying, but I still love the meme, Caillou on a Bayou.
Okay, all right, we're here for the memes. But yeah, PBS is no longer going to be airing that after all these years. So if you like that show, you're going to have to find other means to watch it.
Who watches PBS? Oh, gosh.
Hey, 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 when Downton Abbey was on, I'm all over that.
Jesus.
Masterpiece classic, baby. It's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's an asteroid heading to Earth next year. March the 6th, 2022. There is an asteroid that they are keeping an eye on that has the explosive power of 150 Hiroshima bombs.
Wow. Just when I thought my anxiety at New Year's couldn't get any worse. Next year, I have that to look forward to. Thank you.
Now, I want to give you the odds of this hitting. You may say, oh, well, the odds of that are one in a million. No. The odds are one in 3,800.
Sweet. Ooh, so the anxiety literally just went through the roof. I really appreciate this.
Wow. That's potentially alarming.
One in 4,000 of a chance of hitting the Earth.
Can you ever just shut up? You have to tell us this stuff. Just shut up.
I want to make people aware.
And I'm feared.
No. You still got a year, 2 months.
No, time to plan.
To get your affairs in order.
No, I was going to say, plenty of time. No. I'm not being negative like that. Plenty of time for us to create a missile that shoots up there and blows it up.
Yeah. We're just going to give plenty of time for it to go away.
That's right.
It won't happen.
Deep breath in, we all blow it out of the sky. That's right. This week is a very special week in my heart. It is National Pizza Week.
Oh, yes. We have to celebrate at some point with a large from Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza, large pepperoni.
Can I come this time? You guys never invite me. I know.
Yeah, sure. Come along.
Yeah, we're supposed to talk off air about these things.
There's plenty of large for all three of us.
That's right. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know penguin poop emits laughing gas?
Oh, maybe that's why I'm always happy when I see him at the Science Center.
Wow, that was a good one. Jeez. All right. That's enough of that.
Who's going around sniffing penguin poop hoping to get a buzz? I don't get it.
I've cheated and I've lied. I broke down and...
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale and Brian, Annie and Chase. I know a lot of people are job hunting right now. I know a couple of my friends are, looking for an opportunity. I know a lot of people have lost their jobs because of all the cutbacks that came because of this horrible year we just came out of. There's a little list of subtle red flags when you're interviewing for a job that may make you go, this might not be the best fit.
Okay.
Here are some of the best ones that have all been gathered up by a research company, all of which are pretty big giveaways that the job is going to expect things of you beyond what they're paying you for.
Okay.
And this is typical that people get into this situation a lot where they take a job and they think, that this is going to be their job description and they find out they're doing like double the work for what they, for the price. And here are five of the big ones. Number one, overtime isn't mandatory, but most folks stick around after hours most days.
Yeah, code for you're going to be here a while. Yeah.
Number two, what clients can you bring with you? Meaning, you're leaving someplace, like if you work for, say, an ad agency or whatever, but if the ad agency has any brains at all, their contract would prevent you from doing that.
Yep.
For at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're a radio program director, which I was for years, if you leave a radio station, you can't poach anybody from that radio station for, whatever, a year, whatever. It's usually in your contract.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Number three, there are a lot of people who'd love to work here, so you're lucky.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a red flag. Number four, we don't like to watch the clock and don't want people who are just here for the paycheck.
They watch the clock is what they're saying.
Yeah. And number five, we're a family here.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But this whole thing about, you're not completely satisfied with the salary they're offering.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to sell it to you like, well, you know, we don't want people here just for the money. You know, this is a great experience. This is a, you know, you're doing what you love. You're living your dream, you know, whatever.
But doing what you love doesn't exactly pay the bills all the time.
Right, exactly. You know, passion's a great thing to have, but sometimes, you know, it's hard for me to go over to Duke Energy and go, hey, I can't make this payment, but I'm passionate.
I'm passionate. Right. I'm doing what I love.
Can you blow off this bill this month? Because I got a lot of passion here. So those are some things to watch for if you're applying for a job right now. And if you are, good luck to you. I hope you find something today. I hope today is your day. I hope you get that call. Hope you get that call today.
Ever since I met your girl, you've been on.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Look at the time. We are under an hour from your first opportunity to qualify for that totally private concert in Nashville.
All right.
With Morgan Wallen.
Hey, this is Morgan Wallen.
Stop.
No. More Kane Brown.
My youngest son loves Morgan Wallen. He's blowing my phone up last night after I did an Instagram post about qualifying for this. Hey, can I get in there? Can I get?
Stop. Tough luck, Buttercup.
So yes, yeah, a private show. You and 70 of your friends are gonna be going to Nashville for a private show with Morgan Wallen. He'll perform all of his hits, all of them, every single one.
If you need a friend, I am here. No, I love everybody.
It's not gonna work. You can keep trying, but it's not going to work. Nobody's going
to
know.
Literally, if someone wanted, was like, I'd love to take Annie Camp from the morning show with me. Can she go? Someone's going to be like, no, she's absolutely not allowed to go. Come on now. I'm a good time.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Lies.
Management's going to step in and go, nope.
Yeah, no. You gotta
if you change
here.
Around the words of impossible, it means I'm possible, and I'm possibly going to go to this with
somebody. And I'm possibly 100% sure you won't be able to go.
That's right. Anyway, Morgan Wallen, you could be seeing him. You're going to meet him. You're going to get to talk to him the whole nine yards. It's a totally private thing. We've never done this before. It's huge. And, you know, it's one of these opportunities that have popped up out of a horrible year that we've had. They can't perform these big shows, so we got with these guys, and they said, sure, we'll do that. So now we've worked out a totally private thing for you, and you get to go. So anyway, qualify for that coming up for the first time this week at 9:30 this morning. It only happens here on The Wolf.
Buckle up. 93.1 The Wolf's making 2021 the best year ever.
Ooh, I don't love you like I used to.
Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Next door news time. Annie, what do you got?
So I'm trying something new. It's a little bit of the good, the bad, and the straight up ugly coming out of the Next Door app. And so today it's all about dogs. And for our good, we'll start with the good, right? So there were some kids playing outside in my neighborhood, and they found a puppy, I guess, roaming around. Well, I thought it was super sweet because they ran around. I can't even talk this morning.
They
went around and were asking neighbors, aka me, I was included in this, whose puppy it was, if they had lost it, where they found it, all this other stuff. So first of all, kudos to those kids, one, for playing outside because I feel like it just doesn't happen as much anymore, and two, for being so sweet and kind to go around and try to find where this puppy came from. They don't have to do that, and they do, you know? And I got their names because I told them, I said, y'all are so sweet, you know, what are your names? Where do you live? Carly, Michael, and Carter. And Carly and Carter, brother and sister, and Michael's another kid from the neighborhood. So kudos to them. That's our good.
Nice.
Our kids are so
innocent. I mean, seriously, kids are so innocent, and the thought of they're just automatically down to do the right thing. Adults, on the other hand, whew.
Ugh, yeah, no, sketchy. And that's what we're moving into. So in the bad portion, someone's dog in a neighborhood right off of Westchester and High Point is knocking over trash cans and eating the trash, digging through it, tearing stuff up left and right. Don't know where this dog come from, okay? And the worst part, one trash can, the person who posted this on the Nextdoor app, their trash can, they have three of them, and the third one is dedicated to bags of dog poop they've picked up after their dog and dirty diapers from their baby.
Ooh.
So it is a crap storm over off Westchester. You might want to double up on face masks if you're taking a walk on that side of town, because oof.
Imagine a bunch of dogs digging into that, strawing it everywhere.
Our dog got into our trash the other day with a couple dirty diapers, and oh God, I've never heard my husband gag so much in my life.
The dog's like, oh, what a delicious treat.
Danny was like, ugh. I was like, honey, that's plastic. What are you, stop gagging at everything. And we're moving on to the ugly now. Some things are going to take a serious turn. And two neighbors decided they were going to duke it out over their dogs. Maurice was working in his garage the other day, and he heard what sounded like a bunch of dogs about to get into a huge brawl. So he walks out of the driveway, and this man's walking his two little small dogs on a leash when a woman's dog that's not on a leash runs up to his dogs, starts barking and, like, running around them. And Maurice was like, I'm sure he wanted to play, but it just got out of hand really fast. And the humans of the dogs started yelling at each other. And he said, oh my God. Then some other woman got involved, and I thought she was going to clock the woman with the unleashed dog. And this went on for a while. He said tons of screaming and yelling. And the guy with the two small dogs and a leash actually showed up at his house about 15 minutes later to apologize for his language.
Wow.
Dale, can you imagine what that dog fight sounded like, though?
Yeah, I can imagine what that dog fight sounded like, but I'm out of dog fight sound effects now.
Oh my gosh!
You went on too long. I had the dog fight sound effects, but I think I got them back here. They're little dogs, right? Aren't they little dogs?
Little dogs, and I guess a bigger dog off a leash or something. I don't know.
There they are.
Oh my gosh. So who's fighting in your neighborhood? Where's the good stuff, the bad stuff, the ugly stuff? We want to know about it. Shoot us a text, 336-680-WOLF, or hit us up in our DMs, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at 931-THE-WOLF.
I'm Morgan Wallen.
You could win a totally private Morgan Wallen concert for just you and your crew.
Hit the website now, 931wolfcountry.com, and enter the keyword GEM. That's G-E-M. GEM is the keyword. Go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. Enter that, maybe win that trip to Nashville to see Morgan Wallen.
So here we are.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. That's the end of the show. Got to go. Coming up next, Katie and Company. We didn't get to mention this earlier. However, today is National Milk Day.
Is it?
It is National Milk Day today. Whole milk. Do you buy whole, 2%, or fat-free milk when you buy it? We'll start with you, Annie.
I'm forced to buy 2% because of my child.
Okay.
Okay. I'm straight whole milk.
Well, everybody thinks, you know, they're cutting all the fat by buying 2%, which the truth is that whole milk is 3.25%, and then you go down to 2% for 2% milk. So there's very little difference in the amount of fat in the two
I'm
milks.
Being healthy.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm just saying there's not that much difference, you know, in that stuff. By the way, remember the old campaign, Got Milk? Everybody still does it. I still see people stealing that slogan for every other business. The first one of those back in the 90s was directed by a little-known director at the time named Michael Bay.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Who went on to do Transformers and other movies and stuff. So drink your milk today and celebrate. Guys, we got to get out of here. Make way for Katie and Company. Maybe some showers and drizzle today. But it's going to be nice and warm. Almost 50 degrees today. This is Lippy's Gone Dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Music brought to you by Hint Water.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.